is this issue around function and also around the mandate of the NA and the NCOP. I think it's still confused. We need to clarify that going forward. But the NCOP is considering the new growth path to the minister today. We thought that we could jointly deal with that, because we were supposed to have actually invited the minister for today, but our secretary delayed a lot and hence the NCOP to the floor. So we thought we should perhaps be able to close that gap in the meeting with the minister. So we also gained from the province's input. Unfortunately, they have their own understandings of procedures, and it's something, as I said, we have to deal with going forward. So, in the absence of that, I had then to request that we could to call a meeting so that you can, because we have an outstanding report on SME hearing, access to funding. I'm told that he was only able to send a report through the email during the weekend. In terms of the rules, you're supposed to be receiving a report at least, is it how many days? A week before, yeah, before we can consider. So I therefore am going to request that we table this report officially to members today, and then the members go through it, discuss it, and then in our next meeting, I think it could only be fair for us to do that. Can I hear members of that?
Madam Chair, just on the first issue of the procedural, and I know that you will, it's in your hands to deal it on behalf of us. But I think it's very important that one must clarify also with the minister our mandate and our position. And I don't want to say that we are more important than the NCOP. But as far as I know, that the intention of the cooperation with working is that normally from us it gets referred to the NCOP. I would have expected the minister to first bring us, or if it was his decision to say, let's call a joint meeting. But for us not even to be part of that is I think it's really something that we support you on and that you must drive. I feel that we are, you know, our arms are cut off. We must do our work in terms of better action. We read about these things in the papers, we hear about these things, but we don't get briefed on it, and I don't know why. I know that there was other meetings that was already arranged last year, beginning of this year, that had to be postponed. I think to a certain extent, my impression was that from the committee, there was already the intention given to the minister. That we want you to come and brief us on what is happening and what is now following. I read in the paper over the weekend that, there's some of these institutions that's going to be put together. Now, some of them are still with DTI. Does that imply that, some of them will also be moved here in terms of development in financing? It means that we are not properly briefed in terms of the intention. Now, it's then very easy for us to sit at the side and criticize. But we criticize because we don't have the information. I read in the paper yesterday, the business report, brilliant articles in terms of criticism, but purely because information is not available. And I said to myself, how do I relate to that? And I said to myself, but I must do exactly the same because I also don't have information. And I can only respond in terms of what you hear, to what you read and what you see. Our job is really to support economic development and to look at how we can strengthen the arms of the department, also in terms of not only his mandate, the minister's mandate, but also his visions going forward of how to do it best. But without that, I mean, our arms are cut off and we cannot support. So it is for me, it is a huge concern. And it feels to me like things are hanging in the air and nobody really don't know who's doing what and is supposed to take responsibility for what. And you sometimes read that the Minister of Trade and Industry mentioning things. Now, I know that there's overlap and cooperation, that is correct. And you said, then you said, hey, no, where is it supposed to be driven from? From that point or from that point or from this point?
Yes, thanks, Mr. Murray, for raising that. But in this case, I must really, I don't think it's the minister's problem. It's our problem. Our secretariat really has been led as well. We discussed, if you remember well, last year, that early this year, this is the first thing we're going to be starting with. January, we came. The minister was not available, of course, because there was a quota. The day that we had come up with, there was no quota. Also, the teacher was advised in advance that the minister is not going to be around. He's only going to be around from the 10th going forward. Hence, we called the Durban one, where we were getting briefed by the administration on the quota. With an understanding that immediately the minister comes back, he's going to be pressing it today. We're supposed to give the committee. But the delay on our secretariat made it, you know, in requesting for the date, made it impossible. The NCOP had to move. And by then the minister had already approved, you know, because that's the only thing that was before his death. He could only approve. But that's why I couldn't understand with the secretary when he said, no, there was this confusion. I've spoken to the secretary several times that he must really concentrate on the committee, but that's the only thing he's doing. He's really let us down on that one. I cannot blame the minister on it. I cannot blame the minister on that one. It's purely our fault. I tried to intervene by requesting the NCOP that. And it was just a matter of pushing. I could see that, you know, we were being unfair. But I was trying to push that at least we should jointly have this meeting. But because they had already invited the provinces and so forth, and then they said, no, because we invited the provinces, we cannot do that. Up to Friday, you can ask him. I had even to call, you know, legal people to explain on this thing. He was there with the legal person, and when the legal person says, no, the problem is that provinces, and then already what went to the provinces is that it's the PC or with the electronic meeting, members only meeting with the province. So that was the challenge that we had. Although I felt it was not going to be a problem because it's just a joint meeting. They wanted us to participate in a meeting, to be in the meeting as participants, not jointly having a meeting. And I had a problem with that. I responded to the committee chair that I don't think it's appropriate. Because what I requested the official was us to join, to be jointly in with that. For the reasons that you are giving, that we were supposed to agree with it, so that this matter can then be taken to the NCOP and so forth. That's why I'm saying maybe we need to understand the rules and procedures properly so that in future when we handle such things of joint committee, we are able then to have an assignment. Well, then so we're still scared of the issues that we want to dominate. They are still scared about that. But I don't know how things were handled before. I wasn't a member here. And I thought perhaps going forward we should mutually agree on the procedures for holding joint meetings between ourselves and them, so that I can also be able to guide where possible. I expected the secretary to guide, because in terms of his responsibility, he's supposed to guide the committee. But these are things that we have to deal with going forward. And I think really I want to apologize on our behalf. I don't know, like, how to apologize on that, because I had thought that things were taken care of.
Just
another
point.
Just before you let's hear Mr.
Yeah, the bench of whom I think it is appropriate what you have said. Just to apologize, because if you look at the way we started, you remember that we started by video conference when the minister was tabling, and then we promised that we'll follow up, and then instead of being a minister, then the department came in Durban. But with the NCOP, I think it, what he said, the minister said, this thing is a process. It has not come to a complete product. It's still needing some contribution. I was thinking that to meet with the NCOP, we wanted some more ideas together so that we can contribute while he's still fine-tuning, so that maybe when he comes, let's say when he comes with the genuine one, maybe that's where we can start to say now, give the PC, NAPC, and then select committee. But I think at the moment, just to throw it around so that we can be able to have a common understanding, I think it's justified. On your second suggestion that you think let's table the report, I think that is appropriate as well, maybe so that we can go and go through, so that when they come, we can be able to deal with it. Thank you.
Just last point on the minister's, the program that has been given to us, we will have public hearings. And the economists that come to see us on the growth path, I think at the beginning of March, April, this is the program that the public hearings on the national growth path.
Yeah, no, you recall in the last meeting we submitted that program, but in that meeting the chairperson indicated that the program might change.
Yes, I know.
That is one of the issues that has changed.
There will not be any public hearings, and also with economists.
No.
Okay, because based on that, I've said to myself, before we go into those, we need to be in the next discussion with the minister. So, okay, so that is all now also changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God. On the second one, I support our women to be.
Okay, thanks very much. We now have a research and we expect our researcher to be very active. This committee was disadvantaged for a long time and not this one. This is not this
Begekani.
Begekani is our researcher. She started, you remember, in December, early December, and unfortunately, we have lots of backlog. We still have a lot. The whole month here, we're still expressing the whole work around competition commission now on the construction industry issues, and now the tech industry is demanding that they also look into the subsidization issue around whole transportation issue. We have all whole range of issues. We have SME funding issues. We have our financial institutions issues. We have a lot that is on our and obviously with the overworking, we will want to overwork. We don't have the content advisor, unfortunately, yet. And it means everything comes to you, and we are expecting really you guys to stand up to the challenge. That's the only resource we have, and we would want to make use of it.
Madam Chair, can I just ask on that point, are we going to give her subjects to, or points to, this, to investigate or research? I'm just thinking of what we have experienced in Kajista, where we know that the intermediate Greece was there, and there was a lot of, I think there was a lot of incorrect communication and use of interest rates and things like that. So there's a lot of research to be done and say, what is the real issue? What is the real fact? What is the real problem?
We will definitely, when we discuss that, of course, issues will arise as and when we discuss reports or discuss issues before us, whether with the financing institutions or with the minister or the department itself. The regulatory bodies, you remember, we have the IFES. I don't think we, as a committee, we requested a workshop before. But before we even go to that, we need something that may enable us to understand IFES a little bit more. That's apart from the legislation, because legislation is just that it has protection for the system. It depends on where you sit and how you understand issues. But if we get issues, you know, research issues and better understanding of issues. I know we requested IFES people to come and workshop us, but we still need to, and we've approved that we have it jointly with the Department of, I mean, the Portfolio Commission Trade and Industry. But we still have to have a clear understanding on those and also the issues that we need to look at. That might not arise from us because we don't have an understanding. As a researcher, perhaps you might want to research and conscientize us on certain issues. So hence I'm saying you really are going to be overwhelmed. You must be prepared for that because we're trying to close up for the 18 months that we've lost. Yeah.
Can
so
I just mention
just one thing? So I would expect that from here, like I requested you to do certain things, you are going to be doing that. This report, for instance, we've gone to public hearings. We've heard what SMEs were saying. Come back to us on some of the issues that you feel you can be able to. Of course, we're going to read. We're going to discuss. But we're expecting you to meet us on more things.
Chair, if you listen to what the President has said in the State of the Nation address in terms of making it easier, streamline things. So that's very broad. It's not very specific. It says it's one department or it's one day. It means that it impacts on ITEC, it impacts on, you know, financing, how they think. So it's a broad economic development thing that must assist economic development.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it will require quite a lot of research so that they can be initiative from the committee side to interact with the department from a political point of view, because remember, I mean, how I see it, the President speaks from a political point of view and says there must be a will. Often you find officials sitting in a position and say, hey, we've got this manual, or this act and that act, and we work according to that. We must say, hey, how can it work better? How can it work easier? How can we support what the President has said? And that means it's the broader research that must take place.
Mm. Okay. I agree. I think, Mavisa, you welcome officials to the committee. And you hear members are already anxious about the work that you should be doing. And as and when we meet, we're going to be doing the same, giving you a lot of work. Yeah, that's it. I think we should leave it at that. We are expecting our report in the next meeting to approve the program, the first term program. We are expecting to have a strategic planning session.
Before March.
Yeah, from the 2nd to the 4th of March. And this time, really, we're expecting all members to be there because we want to plan the second up to the fourth quarter program based on what the department has indicated. They told us last year, and also going forward, we want to see the department do. So that really, it would need discussion from all of us, input from all of us, so that we can be able to engage that program. Our committee is supposed to be the busiest ever, but we haven't been busy. Yes, I think the management committee has sat and has looked into the program, the first quarter program, and we have agreed on the second to the fourth. In the next meeting, or even before the next meeting, I recall we talk to go into the program so that we can look at them and then in our next meeting we go.
Okay, Madam Chair, can I just ask for the second to the fourth? Is it just like in Wednesday morning and Friday morning? Because I mean Thursdays are caucus days and Parliament sitting days, so
that's a committee week. That's 2 weeks a committee week.
We're given
from the first to the 11th to look into committee work.
Okay.
So we utilize the second and
okay, then we will apply this at here or wherever.
Yes, you will be advised on that. But we're expecting that on the second when we start, we really start. From day one. So that we can finish on time. Members, thank you very much for your attendance. We'll be advised on the next day for the
next Monday, Tuesday.
Yes. I'll communicate with me. The conference.
The agriculture, yes.
Monday and Tuesday.
Yes.
Can I just ask on that, just very briefly, Madam Chair, it means that on the 22nd afternoon, in terms of parliamentary sitting, she will then apply for you for us.
No. You expected, I tried, but it was declined. We tried to apply.
Okay, so
it means we must be from us here.
We
must be back on Tuesday.
Okay.
The house chair expects that the house is not disadvantaged.
No.
But obviously your party whips and so forth will have to be.
Okay.
Thank
you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Any other announcements you want to make?
I'll communicate with members with regard to the AKA.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.